God could use you to influence the hearts and the lives of other men. We ought to want to be the best preacher that God's got. I tremble. I'm getting older, and I know that. I realize it. And I know one of these days, I told Loretta the other day, I said the thing that I fear is messing up. I mean, as far as, I'm not planning on in sin. I'm not talking about that. But getting a pulpit and just not have the ability to preach. I pray every day, God, let me know when that I've lost my ability to preach. And I recognize the fact you can get too old to preach. Amen. It'll come. And I realize that. And I want to guard against that. But I want to be the best that I can be for God. Amen. I want to give Him my all. I have given Him my all. I've tried to live my life with the end in view. I don't want nothing. I don't want nothing that'll be confusing to me when I get into the other land. I want the best that God's got for me in heaven. God knows my potential. God knows my potential. I want to meet the potential God knows that I can have. I don't know my potential, but God knows my potential. I want to give myself to God to where God can use me for His glory. Amen. I got an awful lot in heaven. Hallelujah. I want to get there. When I get there, I want to feel comfortable. Amen. I don't want to be ashamed. Amen. Thank God for the development, the talents that God has sent your way and give to you. Amen. I know there's a lot of singing, but I love a lot of singing. Amen. I love a lot of preaching too. Amen. Praise God for good preaching. You can't go no higher than your leadership. You can't do it. But you can go as high as He is. Amen. And I want to say to you today, God, help us today to do that. Set in order the things that are wanting. I tell you today, it's wonderful to have a place where you can come to the house of God and just take the brakes off and go to meet and enjoy the blessings of God. Amen. I'm glad, thank God, we got everything we need to do the job with. The faithful word. Amen. Thank God. I'm glad we got a Bible that's faithful. You can depend on what the Word of God said. It's complete, as I said yesterday. It's not being changed. I had a lot of folks trying to change, but God's word's not changed forever, O Lord. Thy word is settled in heaven. There's not a person in heaven today that doesn't believe the Bible. Every one of them in heaven believes the Bible. Thank God for it. The only sin that'll send a man to hell is the sin of unbelief. Amen. That's the sin that sends you to hell. All sin is sinful. Amen. It's wicked. But I want to say the sin that takes folks to hell is unbelief. Only thing that'll save you is put your faith in the Word of God. Isn't it wonderful that God chose, to deal with people through promise. He made us a promise. And when we put our faith in that promise, it becomes a reality in our lives. Amen. Thankful for it today. I'm glad today we have a Bible that's faithful. It's faithful in what it proclaims. Amen. Thank God for this Bible. It tells us the truth. And it's faithful in what it tells us. This Bible proclaims a reasonable solution for sin. Amen. The Bible said in Isaiah 1:18, "Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." Amen. Nothing unreasonable about that, is there? Amen. He's a reasonable God. You can come and reason. And the parable, you know, where the sower goes out and whenever he goes out to get labors for the vineyard. Amen. Said he reasons with them. Yes. Amen. He reasons with us. You can reason with God. He'll not rebuke you for finding out the truth about Him. Amen. I'm glad today there's a solution for sin.
Yes.
There's a way to get rid of it.
Yes.
Amen. It's simple. It's reasonable.
Yes.
Amen. Thank God for it today. I'm glad today. Thank God for in this solution for sin. There is reconciliation.
Amen.
Isn't it wonderful today? There's never been a time when God need to be reconciled to me.
Right.
There's never been a time when God did not love me.
Amen.
There was a time when I didn't love God.
Yes.
Amen. There was a time when I need to be reconciled to Him.
Yes.
Thank God today. And I'm glad for the day that I became reconciled unto Him. Thank God today for it. The Bible said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us unto himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given unto us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit that God was in Christ Jesus, reconciled the world unto himself, not imputed their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray in his stead, be ye reconciled unto God, for he hath made him to be sin for us who do no sin.
Amen.
That we might be made like him. I'm glad today. Thank God for the fact today I love him today. I didn't get saved because I loved him. Amen. I got saved because he loved me. Amen. I didn't love God before I got saved. But I'm glad today. Thank God he gave me the capacity to love him. And I do love him today. Amen. I'll tell you. Not only do we see reconciliation in this solution, but we see a justification. Romans chapter 5, verse 1 said, being justified, therefore, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we glory also in tribulation, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, patience experience hope, hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly, for scarcely for a righteous man would one die, yet preadventure for a good man, some would even dare to die. But God commended his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Hallelujah. I'm glad, thank God, for a justification. Justification is a divine act of God, whereby God declares righteous the believer. Romans chapter 3 and verse 24 said, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a perpetuation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sin that have passed through the forbearance of God, to declare us at this time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him that believeth in Jesus. Thank God. I'm glad, thank God, justified freely by his grace. Justified fully by his grace. Romans chapter 4 and verse 1 said, what shall we say then that Abraham, our father, is pertaining to the flesh is found? For if Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereof to glory, but not before God. What saith the scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. Now to him that worketh is a reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Even as David described the blessedness of a man to whom God imputeth righteousness without work, saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. Amen. Further on down in that scripture, there, verse 19, he said, and being not weak in faith, talking about Abraham, being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he's about 100 years old. Neither the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised he was able also to perform. And therefore it was imputed unto him for righteousness. Now, it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed unto him, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our justification. Amen. Justified freely by his grace. Justified fully by his grace. Justified forever by his grace. Romans 8:33 said, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It's God that justifies. Who is he that condemneth? It's Christ that died. Yea, rather that's risen again. Who's even at the right hand of God? Who also maketh intercession for us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. No, nay, in all these things we're more and conquers through him that loved us. For I'm persuaded that neither life nor death nor angels nor principalities nor power nor thing present nor thing to come nor height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Thank God today. I'm glad God's demands, amen, were satisfied for the sins of the whole world. Provided. Man. Provided we'll be identified with that sacrifice, yeah, by faith. Yeah. I'm glad Jesus satisfied God for the sins of every person, yeah, in this world. Yeah. Provided they'll be identified with, yeah, it, with that sacrifice by faith. Man. Come to him. Amen. Amen. Isaiah 53 said, who hath believed our report? And to whom the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as tender plants, root out of dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and we see him. There's no beauty we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. We hid as it were our face from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our grief and carried our sorrow. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. For he is wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. With his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone into his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, and he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and sheep before his shearers is dumb. So he opened not his mouth. He is taken from prison and from judgment. Who shall declare his generation? For he is cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was his stricken. He made his grave with the wicked, with the rich in his death, because he had none know the violence. Neither was there deceit found in his mouth. Amen. Thank God. I'm glad he satisfied God for my sins. Amen. Therefore, I'll divide him a portion with the great. He shall divide the spoil with the strong. Poured out his soul into death. He is numbered with the transgressors. And bear the sins of many. And make an intercession for the transgression of my people. Thank God today for the fact that there's a reasonable solution for sin. Amen. Not only we see a reasonable solution for sin, but I'm glad we see a reliable source, amen, for salvation.
Amen.
In the Word of God.
Amen.
I mean, you can trust it. Our text said, Paul, a servant of God, an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and knowledge of the truth, which is after God led, in hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. Amen. But in these last days has manifest his word through preaching.
Yes, yes.
Amen. Yes. Thank God this Bible, this word, yes, is, I mean, it's powerful, yes, in any form.
Yes, sir. Amen.
If it's wrote on a shuck, amen,
amen,
it's still powerful. Amen. That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
That little track may be the best preacher in the crowd. It goes where it's sent.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And it's never offended. You can't offend that little track.
Amen.
You can spit on it, wad it up, throw it in the garbage can. And somebody come along and find it, pull it out and read it. It's just as powerful as it was. Amen. You ever knock on the door and somebody offends you?
Yeah.
One time we was out visiting, me and my wife was out visiting. I went across the highway in this little trailer park over there and knocked on the door. And the man came to the door and opened the door. And I said, I'm a preacher, Biddle. I pastor this church over here. He said, I don't want to hear what you got to say. And said, I'm going to hell. Said, all my friends are there. And said, I'm going to have company when I get there. And my wife, she got a word in. She said, you won't enjoy him when you get there. He slammed the door and went back in. Amen. But I would say to you that that's a little offensive when you're out like that.
Yeah.
But I want to say, thank God that little track won't do that. It's powerful. Amen. The word of God is powerful. But it's most powerful when it's taken up in the Holy Spirit and preached.
Amen.
He manifests his word through preaching. Amen. I got to hurry. This Bible proclaims a redeeming Savior.
Amen.
1 Peter 3 and 18 said, "For Christ also hath once suffered for sin, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit." Hallelujah to God. What a Savior. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that washes white as snow. Hallelujah to God. Thank God. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 4. Turn to the seven churches which are in Asia. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, which was, which is to come. And from the seven spirits which are before his throne. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sin in his own blood.
Amen.
Made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To whom be glory forevermore. Hallelujah. I praise God we have a redeeming Savior. None too hard for him.
Amen.
The word is faithful in what it proclaims. The word is faithful in what it produces. It produces salvation from sin. It's a Bible that does that. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 15 said, "And from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus."
Amen.
Amen. I want to say to you today, you know, it's wonderful. We got to save.
Yes.
But folks going to hell in spite of the fact we got to save. You know, I fear for young folk. I know God dealt with my heart when I was 5 years old. I mean, really dealt with my heart. And I'd been confused by preaching. I'm from Alabama. I'm from Sand Mountain. I'd been confused. You had to be 12 years old before you get saved. How stupid is that? How stupid is that? I praise God for innocency. You know, Adam and Eve wasn't created perfect. They weren't created perfect. If they'd been created perfect, they wouldn't have had choice. Amen. They were created innocent. On one day, God come walking in the cool of the day. You know, what would it be like? God just come, I mean, walk with you in the garden. No doubt. They were innocent. No doubt they said, we enjoy. The Bible said in his presence is fullness of joy.
Right.
Thy right hand is pleasure more. One day they had fullness of joy walking through the garden.
Yes.
The next day he came back. They were hid. They were hid.
Amen.
Among the trees of the garden. They had lost that innocence. Amen. They'd lost that. You know, do you realize, probably in the majority of churches, especially crowds big as this are, some person may walk in those doors as innocent as they could be.
Yes. Listen.
Hear the gospel. The Holy Ghost deal with that heart.
Yes.
And they walk out the door lost. That's so staring in my heart. I mean, that troubles me.
Yes.
I'll tell you, parents, make God as real in your home as going to the table. Make him just as real before your children. I mean, as he is when you come to church. And plant in their mind and explain to them that everything's well with them until they realize they're lost. And never let nobody deceive you. When you come to that place, come to dad or come to mother, and we'll lead you to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I tremble when I deal with a young child.
Yes, sir.
I mean that's a fearful thing. But we were grateful, our children. Whenever God dealt with their heart, we was aware of the fact that God had dealt with their heart. Amen. God saved them at a young age. The time to get saved is the day that you realize you're lost. I realized I was lost at 5 years old, standing in the church, an old-fashioned Baptist church on Sand Mountain. My mother was standing there, and these folks were getting saved all around the front pews of that church that day. And God dealt with my heart.
Amen.
Tears ran down my cheek, and I slipped out the side door as a little boy and fought that conviction off. I was 23 years old before I got saved. My mother held on to God. She built a hedge around hell for me.
Amen.
With her prayers.
Amen.
Amen. I had some close calls. I never left the house that my mother didn't say, "Son, be careful what you do. The decisions you make today, you'll have to live with them all your life."
Amen.
That's hard to get away from.
Yeah, boy,
that's hard to get away from. But at 23 years old, I trusted Jesus as my Savior. Amen. You talk about peace that flooded my soul.
Amen.
Nothing like it today.
Amen.
Oh, I'm glad I didn't go to hell.
Amen.
I'm glad God spared me by his grace. It is so important that you, I mean, have that relationship with your children to where they feel free to talk to you.
Yes.
Amen. To talk to you.
Amen.
And let you know their heart. Thank God today for the fact today that God loves folks today.
Amen.
And I appreciate it for it today. Thank God. I'm glad today the word produces salvation from sin.
Yes,
the word. The Bible said, Paul said, "I'm debtor both to the Greek and to the barbarian, both to the wise and the unwise. So as much as in me is, I'm ready to preach the gospel to you at Rome also. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God and salvation to everyone that believeth, the Jew first and also to the Greek." The word produces a security in our salvation.
Amen.
Paul said, having this confidence, being confident of this one thing, amen, "He that beginneth a good work in you will perform it unto the end." I like this verse. I like this. This verse covers just about everything about salvation. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 13 said, "In whom you also trusted after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that you believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the possession, until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory." Thank God for it today. I'm glad this Bible produces satisfaction and service.
Amen.
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 The woman at Jacob's well, Jesus said unto her, "Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. He that drinketh the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Amen. Then the word, this faithful word, amen, it's faithful in what it promises. Isn't it wonderful today that God chose to deal with us and promise it? You ought to commit Galatians chapter 3 to memory. I'll tell you, that'll give you something to think on. Galatians, I mean, defends salvation by grace as much as any book in the Bible.
Amen.
It's wonderful. Amen. You talk something, if you want your salvation settled, commit the book of Galatians to memory.
Amen.
Amen. It'll tell you just exactly how you're saved.
Amen.
And why you're saved. Amen. Whereby, as given unto us, Peter said, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. The only way that you'll ever have the divine nature implanted in you is through the Word of God.
Amen.
The faith in the promise of the Word of God. Amen. The only way you'll ever get rid of that corruption that's in the world through lust is through the promises of the Word of God. Everybody in heaven is going to be there. It's going to be there because of the promise.
Yes.
Amen. Adam and Eve is there by the promise.
Amen.
I put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed. Shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel.
Right.
Amen. That's the first promise
Amen.
Of the virgin church. Adam and Eve will be in heaven because they believed that promise. And they evidenced that faith by letting God clothe them. In a substitute. Amen. They're not going there because of the blood of a bull and a goat, ashes of a heifer. They're going there because they had faith in the coming
Amen.
Of the Messiah.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to heaven because I believe he has come
Amen.
And already paid the deed.
Amen.
Thank God for today. The Bible teaches that he's faithful in what he's promised. He's promised resurrection from the sleep. Not soul sleep. Amen. I'd have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him.
Amen.
Thank God.
Amen.
The word has promised a reunion with the saints.
Yes.
Yes.
Won't that be wonderful?
Amen.
I got an awful lot in heaven. Never a day goes by that I don't think about heaven. Wonder what's going on in paradise. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for it. He's promised to reign with the Savior. But most of all, he's promised a rest from the struggle.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Isn't it wonderful if this struggle is going to be over one of these days
Amen.
And we're going to be home.
Amen.
It's all going to be because of the Word of God.